Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi everyone, this is us back. We're Loose Lips. We just don't ever want to leave you alone. It's me, Georgie Porter, and the wonderful Sharon Carpenter, all the way in New York. How are you, Sharon?
I'm well. I'm doing well. We're edging towards 2022, which still sounds so futuristic, doesn't it? But 2022 to me feels like it's going to be a really, really fresh brand. I mean, it is a brand new year, but there's something so fresh sounding about it, like a real new start, a blank slate, the possibilities are endless. Can you imagine if there was no end to the year and it was just like continuous?
Yeah, like I know what you're saying. I always think, you know when people say, oh, I'll start my diet on Monday or I'll start again on Tuesday. See, I can't think like that. Sometimes I have to think the day is a new day or the hour is a new hour and I'll have to do it then.
Yeah.
So when people say, oh, I can't wait for this year to get gone, I think, but then tomorrow could be gone. So we can get rid of it then. We could get rid of that year tomorrow. And we could pretend the year starts in April. Or we could pretend it starts like sooner than we want it to. Because I agree that this year has been, I mean, a couple of years has been a bit crazy, hasn't it? What, since 2019?
2020.
20.
But maybe your 2019 was crazy as well. But like 2020... March is when it all hit and things started going awry. And then the rest of the year, of course, was nuts. And then early 2021. So we've got a great degree of normality back. But, you know, there's still
a lot
going
on. This year coming, 2022, is going to be the best year of our lives. I can feel it.
I feel it. I can feel it as well. How would you sum up your 2021? Because I was just thinking about my year. And I think one of the greatest things, one of the things I've enjoyed the most about 2021 is traveling, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I traveled more in 2021 than I probably did in 2019. Like I was in Costa Rica. I was in Malta. I was in France. I came back to the UK and saw my
family.
That was when
everything was banned as well. So like, that's like, you've done the best traveling in like the worst possible time ever.
And, you know, cheaper rates for some of these things as well.
Yeah.
Like Dominican Republic. And I used to be somebody, I only used to go to, there were three places I went to internationally. One was the UK because I had to, because that's where my family is. One was France because I had to, because that's where my family is. And then the other one was Barbados. And I would just always go to the same places over and over again. And this year I feel like, wow, I've actually really expanded my horizons and traveled to St. Martin as well. Costa Rica was amazing.
You've gone everywhere.
Like, So that's been a highlight. What's been a highlight for you?
Do you know what I can just think of recently? What I've just done is gone to a football game.
Oh, was this your first one?
Well, I'd gone at a bad time when I was trying to get a new job, but my boss was there, so he saw me. So that was really bad time. That was awkward. I'll explain that probably another day if I haven't already.
Okay.
But this time, Ollie got us some tickets, and this was his son's very first game. So all of a sudden, his son's just started supporting United, which I'm a big fan of because I've obviously supported them forever.
Yeah.
And so Ronaldo's there and everything. So going to a game, I think I think you just can't understand until you get there. Like the huge crowd, the men swearing when you're just like, this is so not acceptable words to be saying at men that can't hear you.
Why
are
you doing that?
And to see the expression on Ollie's son's face was just, as well, took it to another level of excitement and jumping around on his seat, stood up on it, and then all the men around him picking him up and throwing him around. It was like,
whoa.
The elation when they scored was, I just think I've never experienced the thrill and the emotion that goes in it. It was so good. And sometimes I'm just sick of football, about like overpaid men just running around after a ball. Like, you know what I mean? There's that too.
But looking pretty good doing it, so I don't mind so much.
Yeah. Maybe their shorts should be shorter. They used to be really short back in the day, but now they've got like to their knees. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, it is a collaboration of sport when it unites, you know, people. I do think it is epic, and going to a live event is you just forget, don't you, how great it is. And we have missed that. I've been annoyed that it happened in a pandemic and all of a sudden we still weren't allowed to visit people in hospital. Anyway, won't go into that. But I feel like it was one of the highlights of the year that's gone. And I just think, if you get to go to an event.
A highlight has certainly been just connecting with people again and reconnecting with people and seeing family members that you might not have seen for a long time, and hugs. I mean, I feel like I still haven't had, I need more hugs. Like, I need more hugs. I got to close out the year with some good hugs. But at least I had more in 2021 than I had in 2020. So that's a good thing. And yeah, I mean, I've gone out to a few events as well. I went to a basketball game, which was really, really fun. It was one of the playoff games, Brooklyn Nets. Also, like, you know, concerts and things like that. And it's not like, you kind of have to ease your way back. Well, I did. I kind of had to ease my way back into it. Like, is this okay for me to be out here? Is this okay for me to, I don't have a mask on right now. And then, of course, they sort of switch things up with that. Okay, you should wear a mask. You shouldn't wear a mask. But they also check a lot of places, like all the places indoors in New York right now, you have to be vaccinated to be allowed inside. You can still sit outside at outdoor restaurants, but you've got to be vaccinated to be inside. So yeah, you know, just connecting with humans again has been a highlight. There've been a ton of news stories, big news stories, obviously happening in 2021. To me, the one that really stands out, Britney Spears, the Free Britney movement, and how all the fans getting behind Britney and the Free Britney movement helped her end her conservatorship. The dad's out of there.
Because remember when we talked about it, when that was actually happening, and I was a bit like, the fans need to give her a break and leave her alone a little bit. Don't leave her alone. Yeah. Look after her. Like, that was so good, wasn't it? How, like,
so good.
Things we talk about as well on the podcast and that have come up, and then now the revelations of them afterwards as well. Like, who knows what we'll be talking about next year? How exciting is that? I hope it's all wonderful, fun things.
I hope so. I mean, well, this isn't so wonderful and fun, but, you know, Kim Kardashian and Kanye breaking up. I mean, that came as a surprise because as public as they are, they seemed like they were still a very private couple, right? We didn't really know that there were issues going on in their marriage. And now Kim with Pete Davidson from SNL, who's literally been out with all. But I kind of see it, to be honest.
She needs some fun.
Watch them break up before this airs, by the way. Watch it be over before they and Kim and Kanye back together again. I mean, Kanye is certainly trying to get his wife back after he's dated at least two other women. He's like trying out some other women. He's like, no, I want to go back to my wife. It's like, Kanye, we love you, but it doesn't work like that.
What could he even do to persuade her back? Like, he's done everything. He's already done everything.
I mean, he literally, at his concert, the concert that he had with Drake the other day, he's rhyming like, come run back to me, run back to me. It's like,
no, she's having a laugh with
even
Pete.
Be the best. Exactly.
She's laughing her head off, like, and that's what gets girls into bed, so, you know.
I mean, that's the thing. I see the appeal in Pete Davidson, and he's
you
been out
be
with all the hot.
Would you date him?
Yeah, I probably would. Yeah, I would. I would. Now, initially, when he was going out with Ariana Grande, I was like, oh, this guy's yeah. really cute. I would totally date him. When he went on to Kate Beckinsale, I'm like, okay. Like some of the stuff he was saying, he was a bit too open about dating Ariana. Some of the stuff he was saying on the Howard Stern show. There are, have been little things along the way that have put me off, but he is somebody who's going to have you cracking up laughing. And like you said, you know, us girls, we love that. So yeah, I would totally go out with him. I would totally go out with him for sure. After Kim's done with him.
Yeah. Maybe he'll tell you all the secrets with Kim if he's such a blabbermouth, but we don't like that. That is not an attractive trait.
All right. Well, you know, talking of dating and all of that, there's a woman who was humiliated after misunderstanding her date's text about dressing up. I don't know if she misunderstood it or he just like lied to her. But so first dates obviously can be pretty awkward, can't they? But one woman, she thought that she'd hit the jackpot when her date suggested that they should dress up in fancy dress in a bid to break the ice on their first meeting. So Amelia Sampson, that's her name, her date said that they should dress up for their first encounter. And never one to turn down a theme, she excitedly agreed and put her all into finding a costume. I had a first date plan with a guy that I was really excited about, super cute, really smart. He said, let's dress up as really obnoxious tourists for our first date. And I loved that idea. Bit of a bizarre one there, but okay. However, when she arrived at the restaurant picked out by her date, she was horrified to discover that he was not dressed in theme. I walk into the restaurant and he is not in theme. And he was like, yeah, I was kidding. I was too committed at that point. So I stayed like that the entire day, kept the sunglasses on, kept the fanny pack on, and went out with him again. Okay, so Amelia went on to explain that things didn't go beyond that second date after the man ended things with her because she was too political. He said, I was too political because I asked him if he voted. I might be political, but at least I'm not boring, she concluded. Interesting story. Okay.
Yeah, well, I have.
This happened to you.
Well, I've misunderstood dates a lot. Like, I'm a person who texts you once and says, "Shall we meet up on Sunday?" And then once they've said, "Yeah, let's meet up on Sunday," I'm assuming we're meeting up on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I mean, I've never gone to this extent. Maybe I have gone to this kind of extent. You know, I think I have gone that. I don't. No, not dressing up as. But I will literally take literally sometimes things. And if someone is saying they're that fun, I would hope to believe that they're that fun. And I love a dress up. I love getting dressed up. I love having outfits like that. So if there was a guy that I was really into and he said this, I would hope that he would turn up too. So I think I would probably do this. But I think as well, I'd have to double check because obviously like I'm that person that would hear it once.
Yeah, and then you're never, yeah.
Yeah, I've turned up at the wrong places. Yeah, I've turned up on the wrong day. I've turned up in the wrong places. I've turned up. I've not turned up.
Because you went by that first message and didn't see the next set of messages that switched things up.
I'm not one to think that I have to cement it four times in order for it to happen. I'm one to turn up on a cruise ship having paid loads of money, not realizing that they were joking. Like, I'm that person and having to not get my money back. You know, I'm that person. So good on
you're going to go with the first word and you're not going to think too much more. You're not going to overthink things, which can make life easier, but then you can end up in tricky situations like this. But to me, okay, I get the sort of dressing up in costume. That does sound kind of fun. But is this the theme? I wouldn't do it for a first date. I wouldn't do it for a first date because I want to know who are you and what do you really dress up like? You know, what's your real style? I need to see the real you. The first date. Well, but the thing is, the theme sucked. Obnoxious tourists. That in itself, that's the dead giveaway right there. I mean, if he was like, oh, let's go as leather-loving polar bears, then you know the guy's joking, right? Now you know he's joking, or dinosaurs, or whatever it is. Now you know he's joking.
Yeah.
But this guy's talking about, let's dress up as obnoxious tourists. It sounds like Amelia was trying to impress him as well. Because, I mean, who gets excited that excited about getting dressed up as an obnoxious tourist as opposed to a not obnoxious Taurus.
I don't know what they would wear.
Bit of a bizarre theme, yeah.
Yeah, they'd have to be sent the outfit. If you sent me the outfit, yeah. I would be like, right, and send me a picture of your outfit. Right, let's do it. I would be full on, yeah.
Now that's a date.
Yeah.
That is a date right there, Georgie. If somebody sends you, and forget the costume, they just send you the outfit. Like, we're going to some fancy restaurant tonight, and you get home, there's a package waiting for you, and it's like a beautiful dress in your size.
Oh, shoes, yeah, yeah. You're going on a helicopter ride, Sharon. So that's where that's what your date is.
I'm still waiting for that helicopter ride. I'm still waiting for the ride. And I'm still waiting for my package of goodies and outfits to be delivered to my door. So anyone who wants to take me out, now you know what you have to.
But what about the political situation? So the fact that you dumped her because of that.
I think that's foolish, because anyone who here's the thing, like, I think when we were growing up, and maybe even when we were in our 20s or whatever, late teens, 20s, maybe we weren't as into politics, but now I feel like things are just so serious. Like, you have to know what's going on in this world. You have to know who's running the country. You have to have some sort of an opinion on it. Maybe not every issue across the board, but like, literally, it's good versus evil out here with a lot of stuff that's going on politically. Yeah. So, you know, our world is at stake. Like, there's just so much, women's rights are at stake, our world's at stake, like, there's so much at stake that we've got to be aware. And this guy obviously isn't aware. Like, you ask if he voted and now he thinks you're too political. Well, how is he going to handle a real conversation about what's happening in this world, and a serious conversation about how he can maybe get involved and you know, help move us towards a better place? Because it's all of our duties as humans, as adults, to do what we can, especially when it comes to climate change and equality and all of those
things.
You
want to know your future partner is going to be in on the same thing as you and what and care about the same thing. And even whoever they vote for, whatever they want, they sort of, you do have to have the same beliefs, I think. And also, I think this guy just really doesn't show up. He just doesn't turn up. He's just not worth it. And I think she is just way better for it, and having a laugh and laughing about the fact that what she did and going so far with it just shows that she's not scared. And I think if anything, in anyone, the fact that they're not scared to look a bit silly or to actually talk serious as well. Nice. And I think she's actually right. And I think she should have outed him.
You're right. I like her. I like her. And to be honest, I don't even think this guy was joking about the fancy dress. I think that he wanted to see if she'd do it or not.
Yeah.
He seems to me like the kind of guy that likes to play mind games with women. And
we go deep in this, don't we?
We do. He's one of those guys.
He made me feel
exactly. It was like a power play.
Yeah.
And then he made her feel foolish, like, I was only kidding.
Yeah, what a wanker. Yeah.
And now she's too political. And you knew you probably weren't gonna go out with her for very long after that first situation. He's a guy who's out here to make women's lives miserable.
Yeah,
so, you know, be done with him. He's boring. He sucks. Yeah. And there are lots of great, great guys who will dress up with you. But I would say maybe leave the dressing up to the second date so you can at least see who they really are on the first date. Because fashion to me is really important. Like, I want to see, like, what kind of shoes are you wearing? Kind of shirt, you know?
Sharon needs to
How's your shirt fit? Yeah, I care about that kind of stuff, because I've gone out with good-looking guys before and their outfits were just so bad. That told me a lot about them.
Did I tell you about when Ollie, when I went on my first date with him and he was like, your shoes are absolutely horrendous. I need to buy you some new ones.
No! Wait, I don't think he told me that. Wait, he said your shoes. What were you wearing, Georgie?
Shit shoes. Honest to God, they were super shit. They were like some really cheap white ones that were just plastic, like a plastic trainer. That I didn't really think about it at the time because I was in lockdown and I was buying some stupid shit, fully regrettable shit. And he literally was like, what are those? And I was like, I didn't think you'd care.
Welcome to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, a brand new podcast bringing together people's real ghost, extraterrestrial and paranormal stories, as well as getting some inside details from those who study the supernatural. I'll be listening through your paranormal stories every week and try to understand them, as well as chatting about my own encounters with an occasional paranormal investigator too. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts from, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Acast. Just search for Paranormal Activity with Yvette Fielding.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're back.
Hi, everyone. We've got a listener letter from Siobhan. Hi, Georgie and Sharon. Love listening to the podcast. I've been feeling stuck in a rut lately. I've been in my job for nearly 3 years now. And though I'm good at it and I know it well, there's no opportunity for me to progress. I currently work in recruitment, but I've been thinking about moving into charity and fundraising. Being able to reflect on my work during the pandemic has made me think I'd like a job that gives back. I'm worried about changing sectors and also facing a potential pay cut, but I'm pretty fed up in my current role and I don't fancy being miserable much longer. Do you have any advice on how to handle a career change? What things would you recommend doing to make the transition easier?
Well, I think that's a beautiful thing, like wanting to go into the world of nonprofits.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, because you want to do something to give back. You want to do something to make a difference. But I think you do need to really figure out before you make that step, you know, what is the most important thing to you? Is it giving back in that way? Or is it making the money, the kind of money that you want to make? Because certainly working for a nonprofit, there's only so much that's going to be available. Because of course, you know, they earn money that's got to go back into, you know, helping this, whatever the cause is. So I think you need to figure that out. If you decide the money is more important, then you can always find another job sort of in the realm of where you are right now, or a completely different realm that's not a nonprofit. And then you can help with a nonprofit. You can be an ambassador. You can, you know, at the weekends, get in there and do some charity work. So there are different ways to sort of figure that out. But it can be scary. You know, it can certainly be scary having a career change. I think you just have to do it. Obviously, the smoothest way is to look for something while you still have a job. We discussed this the other day, that it's easier to find a job when you have a job, because they always ask you that question, well, what are you doing now, right? Yeah. So start looking while you're at this job before you quit. Feel things out. And I think go with your gut. Go with what you're passionate about. Georgie, we spoke about this the other day, just how we're very lucky because we're very passionate about what we do for a living. Mm-hmm. And so even when it is hard and we really, you know, we haven't slept much, we're exhausted, like it's easier for us because we're so passionate about what we do and we truly love it. We look forward to doing it every day. So I think you want to find that passion and then just go for it and just jump. And you're totally level-headed. I can tell from this letter. And I know you're going to land on your feet.
I think you're right, Sharon, because I've actually got one of my best friends. She was in PR, really high up, like worked really top level of all this. And she lost the love for it a little bit because something happened where they weren't on the same vibe. And she literally, I was so passionate about the work and they didn't really get it. And so she went, you know what? I can't do this job anymore. When she told me this, I was like, oh my God, what are you going to do? Like, you won't have as much money. You won't do this. Like, you are number one in this. You're brilliant. Yeah, yeah. And she said, I'm going to make candles. And I was like, whoa, what?
But wow.
She literally now is, she makes recycled candles. She makes them from bottles of like old wine bottles. It's called Booze and Burn. She has done fantastically. She's now opening a shop. She does candle making classes. She is now, wow. They do the wine drinking and tasting within this because obviously it all connects.
I love that.
She has now built this little empire herself. She has owned it, done it herself. And I honestly was scared for her because I thought, but this is what, you know, this job was what everyone wants to do or what everyone thinks is a great job, when really now she's found the love in recycling. She teaches people, she's more interactive with people, and she's doing something that she is so passionate about. So I think the scariness of leaving a job with like high flying money or whatever like that is very scary, and is, you know, you think you're taking yourself down a level when really, if you do something you're so passionate about, there's no end to what you can achieve and what you can give back, and the feeling and the warmth and the love that you can give to other people from what you actually care about is far more, it's just more worth it, isn't it, than just doing something you just don't, you don't want to do.
That you're not into like that, because we spend so much of our lives working that, you know, you've got to enjoy it.
Yeah,
you've
got
to
exactly.
feel satisfied. It's like that, that feeling of satisfaction.
Yeah.
That's what you need. Even when you've had a bad day at work, like you still have that feeling of satisfaction that just comes with doing something that you love. But I love that, because the other idea, of course, could be starting up your own business in something that you are really passionate about. And maybe it is a non-profit. And maybe you roll up your sleeves and get in there and build this thing from the ground up. The possibilities are endless, you know, keeping that positive attitude that you have, believing in yourself, manifesting it, visualizing it, doing your little vision board. We talked about vision board like not long ago. I did one at the beginning of last year, and a lot of that stuff actually came true. And I only looked at it like one time. It was terrible. I didn't go back and look at it. But do a vision board, look at it on a regular basis. And I know I did it one time. That's it. Just imagine everything would have come true if I actually looked at it more than once. So there you go.
Too scared to think that it might not happen, but I want it to happen. Scared.
Yeah.
It is true.
I forgot to look at it.
That's good though. Sometimes you have to be careful what you wish for though, because it can come true in other ways.
But yeah, I think literally anything that you want to do, you can do. So the possibilities are endless. I would just start finding time to, you know, do some digging and exploring while you're still at your current position.
Yes, I think that too. Yeah. Because also you can use this position to like elevate and like get more money and stuff like that for your future. If you want to put into charity work, so you could set a day and go, do you know what, by this day I'm not going to work here anymore, but in that all that time I'm going to use this to propel me to that next job.
Exactly. Save up some of that money as well to make sure that if there is some downtime in between, you know, you can still make it through financially. So there you go, problem solved.
That's the end of this. Wow, that went so fast. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We were Sharon Carpenter and we're Georgie Porter. And we literally just loose our lips.
They're very loose.
There's a bonus episode on Friday, which is extra lippy. We'll be back on Tuesday next week. Subscribe or follow, rate and review. We're on Instagram at the Loose Lips Podcast. And we're also on the Instagrams ourselves. At the Missy Porter, which I'm just dying to change that name, and at Sharon Corbin. Carpenter and at Sharon Carpenter.
Carpenter. That's me. Yeah, we want to hear from you guys. So send in those listener letters, looselips@createproductions.com, with your dilemmas, and we'll solve them as we always do. And we're also on WhatsApp, so send your messages and voice notes to 07599 927 537, starting with the word lips, and slice off that 0, add a +44 if you're in America, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.